I had always heard of these. I never thought I'd actually see one.
Look at that detail. They don't make them like this anymore.
What is that, hand tool?
It does seem that way. Seems intentional.
Now, do you understand your rights as I read them to you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Excuse me, Patterson, but a little question for our friend here. Where'd you find that gun?
I don't know, man.
Well, you're in the wrong business, son. That gun's a single-action 1911 Colt revolver. They only made 100 of them, and yours looks like it's in mint condition. It's worth over $100,000.
Oh, no.
But you did one thing smart. You left the bullets out. You would have blown your head off. It's a shame it's gonna have to be melted down.
Let's go.
I've really blown it.
Raymond?
Bianca? Hector? She's got her arms around him.
And why bother to remove them? I've traded up.
You. I never want to see you again.
Hey, get into the patrol car. What was that about?
Nothing.
It's for his own good.
It's up to you and the Angel Corp now. Our jurisdiction is completed.
There goes our money.
Oh, geez. I almost forgot. They gave this to me last time I was upstairs.
We can't read this.
I forgot. Okay. It reads, that you two locals are old some weak gross from some guy. Some kind of counting mistake.
A general warmthwecker?
Yeah, that guy.
All right, little Miss Mary Sunshine. What about Raymond's girlfriend? Ha! I knew it. Some corner left undone.
Holly?
A thread unstitched.
Holly?
A road which goes nowhere.
Holly, don't you know? You're her case officer.
Ah. Oh.
You widows have an interesting way of working.
This episode starred Joe Kennedy as Billy St. Kilda,
Hazel O'Connor as Holly Violet,
Reynaldo Rivera as Raymond and Angel,
Pamela Mendez as Bianca,
and with
Ariel Cancino as the fast food employee and the policewoman,
Don Guido as the deputy sheriff,
Quinn Kitmiddle-Lajoka as dispatcher and patrolwoman,
Kristen McGuire as the bank teller,
and Peter Beckman was your narrator.
Tatiana Swan was the casting director and production assistant.
Alex King was the associate producer.
Music was composed by Franz Liszt and was adapted and sequenced by John C. Graves.
The production was recorded and mixed at Command Post.
This series and this story was created, produced, and copyrighted 1999 by David Konigsberg. This work cannot be posted, broadcast, or transferred in part or in whole without the expressed written permission of David Konigsberg.
This has been a Cosmic Forces presentation, darling.